Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there and welcome to the podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, Caitlin, what are we talking about today? It's been a while since we've done a podcast. Do you want to explain what's been going on in our lives so far?
Very busy.
Very, very busy. Well, since the last podcast, I had the biopsy done. No cancer. So, we are good in that situation. But yeah, I had to miss work because of it, didn't I, honey?
Yep.
It was nice having me home, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're glad I'm back at work. Yeah. Well, today, we're going to talk about a situation that happened in Indiana. Let me go ahead and play the video first. I'm going to mute us.
This Indiana teacher was caught on video chasing and then slapping a student. So this happened Monday. Basically, the teacher just chases the student down the hallway, catches them, then slaps them. They then grab the student and walk with them when the student falls onto the ground. After that, another teacher comes to check on the student and the man, Mike Kaczynski, walks away. Due to his actions, Mike Kaczynski was granted an early retirement after this incident. Now, a lot of people are upset that he wasn't arrested, but since this just happened, charges might still be pressed. What do y'all think of that?
Yes, Caitlin, what do you think of that video?
I think that man should have been fired.
Well, they say he has been fired, but he was granted his pension.
That's not being fired.
I'm sorry, you're granted your pension out of this. You slapped a student.
And his head went out and back and then hit the wall. I mean, that could have been damage.
Yes, that definitely could have been damage. But here's the problem I'm seeing, Caitlin, is the fact that he was granted his pension. He was granted an early retirement. Now, I haven't looked at it since yesterday, but so far there hasn't been any charges pressed on this person.
If I was the parents, I would so be pressing charges.
And see, this is what we're going to talk about today, because parents and anybody that's listened to our podcast, I think our podcast has grown from being a talk about anything and everything to waking up parents. What do you think about that, honey?
Yeah, I think that too.
Because parents, you need to be realized what you are sending your children into. And this is a situation right here that should not be tolerated at all, in my belief. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're
right. So, first of all, teacher, you don't lay hands on a student ever in this situation. And I don't care what you are doing. You do not lay your hands on a student. If you laid your hands on my child like that, we would have a serious problem. And see, this is what we're going to try to tell you, parents, because listen up. If you're going to listen to our podcast, we are not the ones that are going to teach you how to be parent of the year. We are not the ones that are going to teach you how to be the favorite at the parent-teacher conference. We are not going to teach you the ones to be the parents that everybody likes at the PTA meetings. We are going to tell you to be strong parents to your children. Because we're seeing more and more situations in this world that has basically said, as you'll see from the title, parents, we are failing our children. And this is how we are failing our children. We are allowing things like CRT and CSE to enter into the education system. In fact, I got another video to show you. This video is a video I did of something that Odin from Winter's Call sent me of one of his son's homework.
Children, because if you don't believe it after this, I don't know what else to tell you. I'm getting tired of waking you up, parents. Take a look at this.
Alright, we're going to stop the video right here. Let me tell you what this is saying. It's a math problem, and it says Angelo was sexually abused by her mother's blank at age 8. Which shaped her career choices and motivation for writing. And the choices are A, 0 and 2, boyfriend, B, 4 and 6, brother, C, negative 3, negative 1, father. And it goes even farther than that. Then you get down to question 5 on this math homework. Trying to support her son as a single mother, comma, she worked as a pimp, prostitute, and A, negative 3, negative 2, bookie, B, 9, 10, drug dealer, C, 4, 5, nightclub dancer. And this kind of stuff is what we're talking about, right, Caitlin?
Yeah, it is like disgusting.
Because this kind of stuff should not be tolerated in the school setting. And now this is, I can't tell you the age of the student, but let's just say it's age inappropriate. I'm sorry, and I've said this before. Parents that believe in CRT, that's fine and dandy and all, but leave it in the college setting where it's actually taught. Because in the college setting, there is certain degrees that you have to know CRT. But don't teach it at the young ages that they're talking about teaching it at. And this CSE that I've learned to be comprehensive sex education, and I'll go in more to the video. Let me go ahead and mute us again so you can listen to the rest of the video.
This is talking about sexual assault. CRT, CSE, which is comprehensive sex education. Why are we even talking to our children about this? Why are we even teaching our children this? Let them be kids. They don't need to decide what their sex is. They don't need to talk about their body image. Yes, let's go back to the whole thing in Mississippi. Yes, it got turned down, but I guarantee you they will try it again. Because if they tried it once, they'll try it again in other school districts. School districts that...
We're going to pause it there again. Now, this was talking about the whole thing in Mississippi that we talked about on... I believe it was the last podcast, wasn't it, Caitlin?
I want to think so.
That this school in Mississippi sent out letters to the parents saying that their middle school girls were allowed to purchase shapewear to get rid of body curves and everything like that. So supposedly boys wouldn't be tempted and all this bullcrap. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know we're still trying to not cuss, but it's kind of hard not to do when you see situations like this. And I'm sorry. I'm one of these parents that if a school tries these things, I'm going to be the first one up at the school answering questions. I'm going to be...
You're going to be the second one because I'm going to be the first one.
Okay, I have to get in line.
And I will be taking my daughter out of school and possibly doing homeschool with her.
Yes, yes. We have talked about that before, that we will be homeschooling our daughter if any schools try to cross the line on these things.
I mean, we'll let her try public school because we went to public school, but if it comes to that, no.
Well, let me just say this, Caitlin. Our school systems fail kids, and here's how they fail kids. Kids with special needs... And we're going to have guests eventually on this podcast that will talk more about this. And a lot of the people that we're going to have on this podcast have eventually just taken their kid out of school. Because they are being isolated, so to speak. And I know this for a fact because I went through it when I went through school. I was isolated from other kids because I learned differently than the other kids did. And I'm sorry, our school districts and our schools fail our children because they don't try to head off the problem when it needs to be head off. They think every kid is the same. And let me tell you, schools, they are not. Every kid is unique. And quit trying to test them to be the same. Because this is why I hate standardized testing. And this is why I can't stand standardized testing. You mean to tell me my kid, who's brilliant in school, would still not match up just because of a freaking test? What do you think about that, Caitlin?
That's messed up.
Yes, it is very messed up. Luckily, I passed my end of course exam in high school my first time. Because here's the thing about that too. You didn't pass the end of course exam. Guess what? No diploma. You didn't pass certain credits. No diploma. Students learn differently. And a lot of students, especially in the special education setting, learn differently as well. But let's go back to the video of this whole discussion. So we got the question here. And let me tell you what CSE is. CSE, according to what I found, talks about 8 different things. Relationships. 2, values, rights, culture, and sexuality. 3, understanding gender. 4, violence and staying safe. 5, skills for health and well-being. 6, the human body and development. 7, sexuality and sexual behavior. And 8, sexual and reproductive health. Caitlin, what do you think about these topics that are being forced upon our children?
That's not right.
Because here's the thing it's doing. It is teaching our children at a young age, you need to know what your gender identity is. You need to know what sex is. You need to know what sexual behaviors are. Sexual assault, rape, all these things. But it doesn't teach anything but that. It talks about being gender equality. And I'm sorry. Like I've said, as a Christian, I didn't have a problem with gender equality till you forced it down our throats. In schools, that's what you are doing. You are forcing your beliefs down my throat. And I know you're going to say, well, aren't you doing that as a Christian? No. There are some Christians that will do that. But there are some Christians that are a little more compassionate and a little more charismatic that they would not do those sort of things. And I'm sorry, schools, you are failing our children by doing these things. I'm sorry, I, as a parent, I should have the right to tell my schools what my child should be taught. And that is math, science, arithmetic. And that's it. And English. But that's it. How you feel, Caitlin?
You forgot science. But
I did say science.
Oh, my bad. I am tired. So
I understand.
How do I feel about all that?
Yes.
I just wish that they would stop forcing stuff like that onto children. Especially yes. elementary school.
Yes.
Because they don't need to know none about that until, like, I would say ninth grade.
Ninth, tenth grade, yes. I agree there. I mean, they teach it in middle school. When I was growing up, they did teach a watered-down course of sex ed.
Well, I missed that day. I got sick, apparently.
Ah, sick. Yeah. In air quotes.
And they said I couldn't retake it, so,
No, okay.
I skipped out.
But, yes, I just don't understand why we're going to these routes. Because why don't we let kids be kids? Like I've said in the video, kids need to be kids. They need to learn things that actually matter in this world. The math, the science, the English. They have to learn how to speak correctly. And by doing these kind of things, you are not allowing it. And I will also say this. Schools, quit trying to ban books. And here's why. There's a school district in Tennessee that's trying to ban certain books. There's been school districts around the country that are also trying to ban To Kill a Mockingbird. And I'm sorry, it's a story that needs to be taught, in my honest opinion. Because it teaches you about the world around you, about the history of civil rights. But guess what? Critical race theory says it's wrong. Critical race theory says that a white person is wrong. People like Atticus and her father are wrong. Because they're white. They oppress people. Even though Atticus's father tried to prove the man's innocence. I mean, with the hatred that he was going to get in the book. So I'm sorry. CRT is a flawed system. CRT is basically telling someone, let's take white out of the situation. CRT is basically saying someone from Germany should be ashamed of being a German descendant because their ancestors were part of the Nazi Party, which is absolutely outrageous to say. Because they may have done something better in this society. Going back to the white, my family, from what I've read, were on the side of the Union Army, trying to free slaves. So why should I be ashamed of my heritage? I'm sorry. This whole system of critical race theory is a flawed system and shouldn't be taught to young age children. And I mean, you got teachers, again, that will brag about grooming children into gender identity. And let's call it grooming, because that's what it is. When you're bragging about doing things like this, I'm sorry, it's wrong. Caitlin, how do you feel?
It's absolutely wrong. And it's so disgusting.
It is. Because, I mean, did you hear about the Dr. Seuss? Did you hear about Dr. Seuss?
Last year?
No, this year.
Oh, no.
So, there are unreleased scripts and drawings for a Dr. Seuss book that he never created. And the owners of this, the said drawings now, in Dr. Seuss Enterprise, are going to release them. But guess what? They're going to release them in a way that's not offensive, so to speak.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm sorry. Excuse me? Since when did Dr. Seuss become offensive? Since when did Dr. Seuss... Because let's talk about Dr. Seuss. Because Dr. Seuss's week was this week. Dr. Seuss taught you a lot of things. Dr. Seuss taught you a lot of things about the real world. And even Dr. Seuss would teach you about the environment. And how you're supposed to take care of it. Why is he such a bad man for a couple of books that depict blackface? I'm sorry. I don't agree with these things. Caitlin, tell me. Tell me how you feel, Caitlin.
Well, same as you. I really don't have nothing else to say, but I'm just sad that they're... I mean, why wait till now?
Exactly. If it was a problem before, why wait till now to make it a problem?
Like years and years later.
You should have nipped it in the butt then. Because you're talking about taking books off the shelf because, oh, they're offensive. I'm sorry. If you get offended, forget your feelings. I really don't care about your feelings. Because at the end of the day, your feelings don't make the world go round, in my honest opinion. And I just don't agree with these things. But also, before we go, did you see the other video that I haven't shown you yet?
I don't think so.
So, did you hear about what Ron DeSantis did yesterday at a press conference he did at a Florida school? Florida University?
He told the students to take off their masks?
Yes.
And he said it was part of a
political theater.
Yeah.
Which actually it has been shown that it is political theater. Because how ironic they end the mask mandate for the Senate and the House right before the State of the Union address, which we will address that in another episode.
Which was a sleep fest.
Well, it was. It definitely was. Hang on, I'm trying to pull up my Telegram so I can show you these. This video.
How can they see?
Well, it's got sound.
I know that, but you said, before I show you.
Well, I'm showing you.
I'm trying to make you laugh, Dale.
I know. You always make me laugh. Ha 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 ha. You're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I am going to mute us while you guys listen to the video. Well, apparently we're having technical difficulties with that video.
Maybe it's the user.
Ha ha ha. But anyways, that video is basically saying that this mother was upset that Ron DeSantis told her son to take off a mask. And he did take the mask off. And she basically said that he shouldn't have that right. It should be a parent's right. Well, we understand it should be a parent's right because it is between the parents and the child. But here's the thing. The government, not even a day ago, took down the mask mandate. So why are you even complaining about the governor of Florida telling your child to take a mask off?
And how old are these students?
I believe they're college students because it was at the University of South Florida, but she said in the video her minor son.
If he's going to college, then he's an adult.
Yes, and this is why I say things like CRT, CSE can be left in the college setting because at that point, yes, that's my child, but it's their decision. It's not mine. It's not my wife's. It's the child's decision. But going back to this, it's one of those things that, I'm sorry, if you don't like it, tough. Honestly, tough. I mean, I don't think he was mean about it in the video. Do you think he was mean about it?
Mm-mm.
I mean, all he was saying was, we gotta stop this political theater. It's been going on for 2 years. We have to stop it. And that's all he was saying. He wasn't saying, you know... Yes, he did say it was ridiculous and you don't have to keep those stupid masks on. But he wasn't directing it towards the student. Even though the student said, although I think the student was coached by the mother before the interview, that he felt offended by it. I'm sorry, let's get past the whole idea of being offended, in my honest opinion. Because when you get offended, society don't work that way. Society doesn't break down for you just because you're offended. And I had to learn that the hard way growing up. There were things that would offend me growing up that now these days I look at those things and I'm just like, wow, that was me before. And I'm sorry. It's time to grow up. It's time to realize that our country's going to shambles because you're getting offended. Our country's going to shambles because you guys vote out a person that made mean tweets. Our country's going to shambles because our new president tries to please everybody. And by everybody, I mean everybody.
New president? He's old.
Well, I mean, our president.
He's not my president.
I know he's not, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that if we would stop getting so offended in this world and actually just pick up our bootstraps and carry on, we'd probably be much better in society, in my honest opinion.
Yep.
Men would be men and not the other way around, because that's what separates a man from a boy. Someone that actually has thick skin, that no matter how much they are talked about, they carry on and they can get ragged on all the time, but they still carry on. And I'm sorry, parents, we need to teach our kids, our men to be men, and our girls to be women.
Strong women.
Be strong women. Because at the end of the day, society's not going to give them handouts. You think society's going to give them handouts right now? And they're not going to. And like I said, this probably will label me as a domestic terrorist. And I don't really care. Because at the end of the day, I would be one of those ones fighting for my student. I would be a Scott Smith fighting for my student if my student was sexually assaulted. Which, by the way, our lovely friend in Loudoun County is not even going to face any criminal charges. Did you hear that, Caitlin?
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff that we have problems with in this society. Because we are allowing sexual deviancy in our schools. We are allowing people to get offended too much in our schools. We are allowing people to erase history in our schools. And we are allowing people to not truly follow science in our schools. Not this political theater that's been going on for 2 years. Because, I'm sorry, if this was such an issue, we would be getting down to the bottom of it and finding out who actually caused the virus. And we know who caused the virus. It's our lovely friends in China that caused the virus. And I said what I said. And this is what I believe. And Caitlin's playing a game.
Sorry.
Here I'm going serious, and you have to play a game.
Sorry. Excuse me, must be my ADHD or something, even though I'm not fully diagnosed, but...
Yeah, well...
I'm like probably. A squirrel.
Squirrel! But, I think that'll do it for this podcast. Thank you for listening to us, guys, and, you know, as parents, we need to grow, and as parents, we need to stick together, and as parents... We need to fight for our children. But as always, I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.